This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners from all around the world. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program For a Better Life. I am Beaton. Once again, I have the chance, opportunity, and honor to be at your service as a narrator of today's episode. You can think on that in your own way, and you can put your own special mindset on whatever we are discussing here. So, as you all know, in the last episodes, we were talking about the different methods of thinking, controlling emotions, and so on. And in the other episodes, the focus is on inner voice, the thing that we're going to discuss more in several episodes. So, stay with me. Character building is as vital and essential in our present-day society as it's been in the past. The world has changed a lot since the past to here, but the human nature, the human soul, which we call it in Islam as fitrat, is something that doesn't change that much based on the external factors like time, like society, like so on. So we all have this essential need of character building. Okay. And it is of even greater importance today to acquire more content with the teachings of the prophets of Islam and his Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, in view of our decadent society with its ever-increasing, temptations all around. You know, there are so many temptations around us, like temptation to do this, temptation to do that. I don't want to put the blame on anyone in this episode because there are many factors, as we all are aware of. But we all know that the only victim here is you. And the only one person that we can put a blame on is you too. So, because you have the will, you have the power to decide, and this is what makes you a human being. So, man has been created with a name. He's been blessed with the power to act freely. As I told you, we have the power to decide. We have the power to be free. And this is what human being is. And he has also been shown the way which leads to eternal prosperity and bliss, and the way which ends in eternal wrath and fire. Life on this earth is the period in which man, whether he likes it or not, has to follow one of those two paths. And as you know, we have so many verses in Holy Quran that put emphasis in this special content that we showed you the right path, the wrong path, and this is you who decides which one to go. A Muslim is required to follow the right path and to be very careful from being misled to a wrong direction. For this, he has to be aware of the dangers and misleading elements which lie in his way. One of the effective methods to get this awareness is by studying the socio-ethical problems from Islamic point of view. And in studying these problems, he will come to know that pride, envy, jealousy, greed, and all of these bad behaviors, come from your own soul, come from your own will. So, you shouldn't forget that this is you who change the direction of your path and lead yourself to eternal fire of hell, or vice versa. Whereas love and remembrance of Allah, hardworking, trust in God, self-criticism, righteousness, justice, generosity, modesty, and all of these good things that, I think I need an eternity to remember and tell you all of that, will lead you to a happy life in this world and also afterlife. And don't forget that the only mere goal of this program is help us in order to have a better life. So let's keep it here. We're going to go for a short break, then we're going to come back. Stay tuned.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh,
Welcome back to iRob English Radio. You are listening to the program For a Better Life. As you know, in the last part of the episode, we were talking about this mere fact that we have something we call it inner voice. And I told you, Allah Almighty showed us the two ways of living life, the right path and the wrong path, which both of them have their own special consequences. And this is you who is responsible to choose the right way, the right path. And the responsibility is on your shoulder because you have the power and will to decide what to do and what not to do. And in this part of the episode, we're going to talk more about this inner voice. Inner voice is a collection of small articles, you know, mostly on socio-ethical problems from the Islamic point of view. So in order to know more about your inner voice, you have to work on your soul, knowing the soul. So, in this part, we're going to focus on knowing the soul. Let's have a verse of Holy Quran. Soon will we show them our signs in the furthest regions and in their own souls. There is one tested method of knowing Allah, and that is through His creation, the worlds and a man. So, let's begin with ourselves. We don't know the nature of soul. Still, we have to admit that there is something which is the source of life. In the same way, though we cannot know the creator, we have to admit that there is a God who has created the universe. We know that the soul is the ruler of our body. If any limb of ours refuses to obey the commands of the soul, it is not a reflection on the strength of the soul. It is considered the defect of the limb itself. Likewise, the God is a master and ruler of the universe, and if anybody refuses to obey the commandments of Allah, the authority of Allah can never be doubted, okay? It will be a sign that the disobedient person is sick spiritually. We know that soul is connected with our body, but we do not know where it is. The life is everywhere in our body, but if a limb of a man is amputated, we cannot see that so much portion of the soul also has been cut off. Thus, we see the life everywhere and still cannot say that it is here or is there. In the same manner, we know that Allah is everywhere, but we cannot say He is here or He is there. We cannot point forward Him. We cannot correlate Him with any place. Okay? Allah. Whenever we want to do any work, our limbs simply obey the unspoken command of the soul, without any need to tell them in so many words, okay? In the same way, whenever Allah Almighty wants anything to happen, it just happens, without any need on the part of God to say be this or be that. Therefore, we understand that the words used in scriptures that God says and the thing happens is just a way of expressing the idea that as soon as Allah wishes something, it happens immediately. We do not see the soul, still believe in it. Man believes in such creation which are beyond his senses. Strangely enough, there are some people who do not believe in the Creator just because He's beyond our senses. God has shown His signs in ourselves. Perhaps these points were in the mind of Imran Mu'minin Ali when he said, "Whoever knew his soul knew his Lord." So let's keep our episode here. As you know, throughout this episode, we talked about this important fact that we have this inner voice. And to know more about the inner voice, we have to know more about Allah Almighty. And to know more about Allah Almighty, we have to know ourselves better. And this self-knowledge is the key to the knowledge of Allah Almighty, to opening the doors of a spiritual world. Thank you for listening to me. It was all the time I had for today's episode. I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.